Welcome to the Veta Foods Health Show with Dr. Jay Apte. And today we're going to be talking about this wonderful line of food they're creating at Veta Foods. So welcome, Dr. Jay.
Thank you.
So first, I'd love to know, what was your idea behind creating the Veta Foods line?
Okay, so let me just start you from the beginning. I see so many clients for Ayurvedic consultation, and more I'm seeing people complaining about diabetes, and they really have a challenge about what to eat. And you know, Carly, that almost like 30 million people are having diabetes or pre-diabetes, or they're sugar conscious. They're worried about their normal range, about the blood sugar and all. So, and see, eating and the nutrition is very important, but especially for sugar conscious people, for pre-diabetic people, for diabetic people, it becomes really challenging because carbs are important. And last 2 weeks, we talked about everybody should have some amount of carb. But then which carb may increase their blood sugar? And then how can they get the benefits of carb but not their blood sugar rise? So they have so many challenges. Then second thing is they don't know what carbs are good for diabetes or to help them to lower their blood sugar. They don't know where to get it. They don't have time to cook. So there are so many challenges. Then I thought, maybe like Ayur Foods, let me create a package solving all their problems. So we know the right ingredients to put in the package. They don't have to look in the stores. They don't have to spend so much time searching for the ingredients. So we have the right carbs, we have the right spices, and we have created those packages so that people can cook those foods within 5 minutes. So within 5 minutes, the delicious, fresh cooked food is ready for all these sugar conscious and health conscious people ready to eat. And that's how Veda Food was created. I'm 100% sure it will be very successful, because those products are not only good for maintaining your sugar, but they are also good to lower your cholesterol. They are also good for people who are obese and all that. So there are multiple uses for these products.
That's why I was excited about coming onto this project, because it wasn't just a product that is just for people that are diabetic or pre-diabetic, etc. It's also a very conscious food choice, because it does have the proper grains that don't raise your blood sugar. It has the nutrients, it has the fiber. So I'd love to get into, what are the main ingredients of the food product?
Okay, so the main ingredients in Veda Foods, and remember, this is just the beginning. We are coming up with 5 products, but every 2-3 months we will add so many new products. But the number one choice for maintaining sugar is barley. Barley is a great grain. It has multiple uses. And the best things about barley is it has rich in fiber, because we all need fiber to maintain our health and elimination and all that. Then the barley has the fiber which is soluble, if our digestive enzymes can digest that fiber. And that's why it takes long time for barley to digest in our system, so it raises our blood sugar very slowly. The third benefit of barley, it has the low glycemic index, and for the same reason, because it has soluble fiber in it, so it does not spike your blood sugar. It's not processed sugar. It is body has to digest it during the long period of time. So it is very sustainable to the body. It does not rise your sugar. It gives you enough fiber and all. So there are multiple benefits of it. And they also have done the research on barley, and they found out that it is good to lower cholesterol. They also said that people who are using barley for regular consumption, they are lowering their HbA1c. That is the result. People do it every 3 months to know their kind of the range of blood sugar within those 3 months. It is also helping to bring their daily blood sugar fasting level and all within normal ranges. So naturally, and another benefit of that is in Ayurvedic text, which was written like 5,000 years ago, they also mentioned that barley is the first choice for all these sugar conscious and pre-diabetic and diabetic people. And that's why we used barley as a main ingredient. Along with it, it also has some special rice called jungle rice or Samo rice. And the properties are similar. It is very dry in quality. It absorbs all the moisture in the body and also helps to maintain our blood sugar. So those are the two main ingredients in Veda food. But so, yes, go ahead.
What I was to say is what I also loved is that you, because obviously people will get tired of eating the same thing every day, you decided to come out with, initially, this is the initial launch of 5 different varieties of the, you know, in other words, basically just different spices in each package.
Yeah.
So I'd love for you to share the individual packets and then what spices makes it different in, you know, into the other one. And then we'll get into a little bit of some of the benefits of those particular spices.
Okay. So see what happens, like I don't want to create all the spices, Indian spices, because people may get bored by eating Indian food every day or 3 meals a day and all this. So this time I decided I'm going to give them the variety of spice mixes along with these grains. And we have one Indian, Mystic Indian, and we have one Mexican variety, which has a lot of oregano and garlic and tomato and all that in there. We have the third variety, Italian. The fourth one is Chinese, because Chinese food also has a lot of these spices in it to give the flavor and the taste to the food. And the fifth one is Thai. And you know, these days Thai food are kind of loved by many people because it has like coconut milk in it, and it has cilantro in it, it has galangal in it, and a lot of spices. So Karni, that's the beauty about Veda foods, is not only having the right grain, but just giving the right touch of all the spices. You know, people love to eat delicious and tasty food. So all these spices are added in the right amount to add the taste of the food, but it's not only the taste and the flavor, but many of these spices have medicinal qualities, and that's why the food becomes very healing food. And let me give you an example about few of these Indian spices, like turmeric, that yellow powder. That's why most of the Indian curries look very yellow, right? So turmeric has been proven in modern research to benefit each and every of our system. It is good for our liver. It is excellent for the liver. It is excellent for our blood. It is cardioprotective. That means it protects your heart. It also protects our brain. So many people are using it for Alzheimer's patients and Parkinson's and all those diseases. It is good for allergy. It is a natural anti-inflammatory. It is good for the joints. It cleanses the blood, so it blood purifying. So I cannot just tell you the benefits of turmeric. It is the best spice. And that's what the researchers are also saying, that they do not find anything like turmeric having so many medicinal qualities. So don't we say that let my food be my medicine? So here we are creating all these Veda foods having so many spices in it. So people get the medicinal quality, they notice the taste of the food, and also notice the good flavor in the food.
Well, I have to say that I absolutely love turmeric, and I encourage anyone to experiment with it. It's a wonderful spice. It tastes, I put it on my on salads, I put it on everything. I love turmeric. And that is making me really hungry. I can't wait to go have one of my Veda food packages for lunch. Okay, so
Another spice, and many of the listeners may know this, is cinnamon. You mentioned about cinnamon, and a lot of people use cinnamon on their breakfast food. So cinnamon has been proven, if they take like 5 grams of cinnamon per day, that will bring their sugar within normal range. So again, the cinnamon is not just adding the flavor or taste to the food, but it has a medicinal quality. Like for example, in the Thai food, we have the spice called galangal, and galangal is such a heating spice, and you know that is the best spice to improve our digestion. Most of the diseases happen because of poor digestion and lot of digestive issues, but all these spices, even we add right amount of salt, we add right amount of lemon in it, we add galangal in it, combination of all those spices literally heal your body, and that's the magic about adding the six taste in the food. So every variety has Chinese food has cinnamon in it, and it also has a star anise in it. Thai food has galangal and lemongrass in it. Indian food has the turmeric and cumin seeds in it. Mexican food has the oregano and some Mexican spices in it. So that's the whole idea, is to give people variety of choices, variety of flavors, but at the same time, let the food heal the people.
I also want to encourage people to experiment. A lot of people think breakfast food is breakfast food. It's what our typical American societies make breakfast to be. I encourage people to not only use these foods for dinner, but to play with having their dinner for breakfast or lunch. I do it all the time. I've never eaten traditional breakfasts. I've never done the traditional breakfast cereals or donuts or any of that stuff. It's always mm-hmm. been some sort of grain. I've either done quinoa in the morning, oatmeal, barley in the morning. And I, like we were talking earlier, I'll add cinnamon, almond milk, or coconut milk, or whatever. And I know in the future we're going to be adding these things as well to the product line. But I encourage people, even now with the product line that is existing now, to experiment with having them for breakfast and or lunch, not just dinner. You'll actually really discover that you feel more satiated, you'll feel fuller, and you'll be fuller until lunch. And just to mix things up, and you can always add, if you want to add more vegetables, which doesn't take any time, you can, while you're cooking the 5 minutes, you can always add more vegetables if that's your choice, if someone loves lots of vegetables. So there's so many creative ways to add the different flavors that you want, or to include them in different meals. So
exactly. So this is the whole idea about adding the spices is very new here in this country, because people always know the main condiment they use is the salt, and we are just going overboard on salt, which is causing weight gain and swelling in the body and edema and diabetes and all those kind of things. So besides just adding the salt or the black pepper, there are so many varieties like cumin seed, coriander seed, and oregano and basil, and a little bit of all this ginger powder and garlic powder and onion in it. So each of these spices really have the medicinal quality, and people should try those different combination of spices. And Carly, let me tell you, me being in this Ayurvedic field for last 35 years, the right amount of each taste is very important. Maybe we are adding a lot of sugar, but bitter taste, you need very tiniest of the amount. You cannot just add 1 teaspoon of bitter spice and 1 teaspoon of sweet spice or salt and all that, because every taste has kind of the unique proportion you have to add because of the different effect on the body. And that's what I have used all my knowledge for these many years in creating this Veda food. So they get the balanced amount and balanced quantity of all these healing spices.
One of the ones I actually do like that you already have for breakfast is the Thai, because it does have the coconut. So it kind of, brings in your mind a little bit of an oatmeal where you're putting coconut milk or something. So I love the Thai one for breakfast. So yeah, that's why I just encourage people to explore and be creative. I mean, it may be something that's very unique to you and tastes a little different at first, but you really will feel so much better by having a really hearty breakfast that's really nutritious and full of fiber and the spices, and it'll give you a lot more energy.
Mm-hmm.
So this was today. Today I really wanted to focus on Veda foods, and every week that we come back, I want to bring in, we're always talking about different things that people just aren't aware of. Last week we talked specifically about carbs and why carbs were good for you, and the types of carbs and the different grains, not just barley, but other grains. And we talked about fats and oils. So I encourage everybody to actually go listen to other episodes, because you'll learn so much. Dr. Day is just full of wisdom. She's an amazing, she has a Western degree, not just an Eastern degree. So she actually did practice and got her degree in Western medicine, literally. And then she went and studied naturopath. So her fountain of wisdom is both Eastern and Western. And so she has a lot of valuable knowledge to impart for us. So I really encourage everyone to listen to all other episodes. And also, I have gotten questions, and as I've gotten those questions, we've talked about those. So I encourage everyone to actually email me. It's on the, it'll be in the video, and ask us questions, and we'll be more than happy to talk about things you want to have some more clarification on. Please go visit vetafoods.com, and please go check out Plethora of Knowledge on hnwellness.com. There's wonderful articles and everything on that site. And we really look forward to being with you next week and bringing you lots of more valuable content. And I really encourage you to check out VetaFoods and experiment with them and try them and play with them. Get creative. So thank you so much, Dr. J, for joining us today and talking about VetaFoods. I'm really excited about the product launch, and I can't wait to get more.
Yes. Thank you. I really always love to be on the show and just talk more about it.
Exactly. I look forward to many more shows. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.